Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, next one, please.
1065, request of Zita Ryan to address council regarding MAX train safety.
Good morning. Good morning. Come on up.
I have a handout.
Okay.
I'll take that.
There you go. She'll take it for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Zeta Ryan, and I appreciate this opportunity to speak with you. I wanted to talk about MAX train safety, and what I'm hoping for is, I don't know if they currently do it, but I'd like them to observe their exiting passengers. It's unfortunate that I want to speak about a tragedy that happened on August 16th at the Gresham Central MAX station. Here's a representation, a picture of it, and I viewed the accident, and I was the first 911 caller, and I was standing about over here. Mm-hmm. This shows how long a MAX train is. It's approximately 90 feet, and also where this accident involved a woman in a wheelchair and another man, and the wheelchair ended up here. So on August 16th, I was waiting for a friend at approximately 11:30, and when the train arrived, there weren't very many disembarking passengers, and my friend wasn't there, but there was commotion at the end of the train. There were two women in wheelchairs and a man who were exiting. The one woman in a wheelchair went around them and continued on down the way, but what concerns me is the one woman in the wheelchair and the man. She exited quite close to the train in her wheelchair, and the man was between her and the train. She progressed along this way. From the beginning, when they got off, she was saying, "Let me go." The man was close to the train, and he had the left arm of her wheelchair as they journeyed down this way. She said, "Let me go," several times, or yelled it, actually. I was off to the side, and it all played in front of me like a play. So they traveled down the length of the train cars, and she was saying, "Let me go," and the man was struggling with her wheelchair arm. And she was getting a little bit away from the train, but as they approached the two train where they connect, he sort of bounced her wheelchair closer and closer to this opening. Meanwhile, the bells were ringing and there was warnings going on and such like that. But they were quite close to the train most of the way. And he fell backwards into the opening between the train. And since he had the left arm of her wheelchair, he tipped it, and she was quite heavy and fell right along into the train as it was moving. The momentum and his tipping her pulled her right in. The wheelchair ended up over here. What I would like to see is, this was something to see the whole time. They were making a scene, and I wish that the train operator had just glanced alongside the train. It's quite a long ways, probably 180 feet altogether, each train being 90 feet. But it was so close, it was such a commotion, I believe that they should have seen it. I was watching, and as they got closer and closer, I knew something, this just was so wrong. And so he fell in, I saw his surprised and terrified face. She scooped in right after him. My questions for the council to investigate for public safety is, why didn't the train operator have to procedurally look into a side view mirror? That should be what they do all the time. As you can see in this mirror, I tried to observe. They're all tilted way in. I don't know if they have the ability to look down the aisle at their exiting passengers for safety. Airplane pilots have to check lists. When we drive our cars, we have to use our side mirrors for public safety. Trains should also be as safe and safety conscious for all its passengers. And I thought that this handicapped woman was having an altercation. Does Max have any duties about assaults in progress? And these people could have been anyone. They could have been senile, inebriated, psychologically impaired. This is a dangerous area.
I appreciate you bringing this to our attention. You've used your time, but what I'll do, because I'm the police commissioner, is I'll follow up with Commander Modica, who is the head of the Transit Police Division within the Police Bureau, Portland Police Bureau, and they work both in Portland and in Gresham, and they work directly with TriMet. So I really appreciate you putting this careful report together about obviously tragic situation. I'm sorry for you that you had to be there for this terrible day, but it's helpful for us that you brought this information together in a coherent way, and I'll communicate it to Commander Modica so that he can have those conversations with TriMet about what can be seen and what can be changed so that this kind of thing's less likely to happen.
May I?
Just briefly, because we have to move on.
The public interpretation of the story is that the man jumped into her lap and I suppose drove perpendicularly into the train. That also has hurt me, and I've asked permission to see the tape of the train, and it's been denied. If there was any way that anyone, if the tape shows different, I mean, I saw this whole thing, but I'm willing. People see things. Witnesses have varying testimony. I would appreciate any help possible to be able to view this tape.
We will.
Myself, for my future peace of mind.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, counsel, for this opportunity. I truly appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming forward and giving us this good information. And like I said, we will follow up.
Thank you.
Thank you.